Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, again for your Word. We ask you for revelation of it. We ask you for help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see the results of it working in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, Is Church Necessary? And I want to go back over to Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and let's read that verse there. Acts 20, verse 28 says this, Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God. Now, we found out on yesterday's broadcast that God's way is flock and overseers, that He sets every Christian in a local church and gives them leadership. And we found out that every believer should be a part of a local church. Now, one of the main reasons that God puts you in a local church is to hook you to the leadership that you need. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it talked about overseers. And so according to the Bible, you need people who are over you in the Lord. I want to say that to you again. According to the Bible, you need people who are over you in the Lord. You need leaders. You need spiritual leaders. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, it says this, Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Friend, that's leadership. Verse 17 of that chapter says, Obey them which have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Come on, if you believe the Bible, then you have to believe, I need spiritual leadership. And one of the main ways that God gives you spiritual leadership is by setting you in a local church. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12, it says this, We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace amongst yourself. Come on, what did that verse say? It said, Know them that are over you in the Lord. And so every Christian should have people, leadership over them. Every believer needs leadership. Now, this spiritual leadership that God sets over you is not to control you, is not to mislead you or to deceive you, but it's to help you. And so I want to give you four functions of this leadership that you're supposed to be getting when you're a part of a local church. And the first function of leadership is this. It's to bring the Word of God to you. Hebrews 13, 17 again says, Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. And verse 7 says, Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God. And so a big part of this leadership is to bring the Word of God to you. And friend, here's the thing. There are some things that you will not get from the Word of God any other way but through the leaders that God has placed over you. Yes, He will give you a lot of stuff as you spend time in the Word alone with Him and the Holy Spirit. God will reveal things to you and show you things in the Word. But there are other things that He will only give to you through the leadership that He's placed over you. And when these leaders bring the Word to you, John 8:32 said, The truth will make you free. Romans 10:17 says, Faith comes by hearing the Word. And 1 John 5:4 said, Faith is our victory. And so as these leaders bring the Word to you, the Word they bring will make you free. The Word they bring will put faith in you and enable you to walk in victory. The Word that they bring will strengthen your inner man and enable you to resist the devil and resist temptation and be strong to do what the Lord's called you to do in this earth and to enjoy the victory that He wants you to enjoy. The Word of God that your leaders bring to you is vital for your life. It's going to put faith in you. It's going to strengthen your inner man. And that is one of the main functions of the leadership God has placed over you. Number one is to bring the word to you. And then number two, the second function of the leadership God's placed over you is protection. Hebrews 13, 17 in the Complete Jewish Bible says that these leaders that God's placed over you keep watch over your lives. And so your leadership is actually a line of protection that God put in place for you. And one of the main ways they protect you is by the teaching they bring to you and by the prayer that they release over you. But this leadership is supposed to be a line of protection. Let me read Hebrews 13, 17 again. It says, "Obey them which have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls." The Complete Jewish Bible said they keep watch over your lives. And here's the thing, friend. This is a big reason why so many Christians have lives that are a mess, because they don't have a local church and they don't have leadership. And so there's a line of protection that God put in place for them. Why? Because He has a place they're supposed to go to church. He has leadership they're supposed to be under. But because they're not going to church and they don't have leadership, there's a line of protection that's supposed to be there for them that's not there. And so they're susceptible to things and being hit by things that they wouldn't have been hit by had that line of protection been in place. And so the second thing that a leader does is that they bring protection into your life. Number three, leadership is supposed to be there for correction. Come on, friend, do you ever need to be corrected? Every believer, you, me, everybody needs correction. And 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says this, "We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." The word admonish means to caution, to warn, and to reprove. And this correction that these leaders bring, it could come in a Sunday morning service as you're sitting out in the pew that a word of correction comes. It might come on a one-on-one level. If they see something in your life, they might pull you aside and say, "Hey, I see this in your life. I want to share this with you." However it comes, this correction is for your good. Come on, friend, if you're pilot, if you're on a plane going somewhere and your pilot is getting ready to fly into a mountain, don't you want the air traffic controller or somebody to come over his speaker and tell him he needs to change his latitude, longitude, coordinates? Don't you want him to get correction? Yes, you want correction, because correction will keep you from destruction. And that's why it comes. God's going to correct you through your leaders so you don't go down a wrong path and end up in trouble that you don't want to end up in. And so the third function of this leadership is to bring correction. And then the fourth function of this leadership is to bring perfection into your life. And by perfection, I'm talking about growth and spiritual maturity. Ephesians 4:11 says this, that God gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, which is development. The word perfecting means development, for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. And so a big function and a big role that these leaders will play is that through the word they bring into your life, it will bring spiritual maturity and spiritual development in your life. And why do you want that? You want spiritual development and maturity because it enables you to do everything God's called you to do and to enjoy all the things that God wants you to enjoy. When you're on a low level of spiritual development, come on, when you're a spiritual baby, there's some things you can't do, there's some things you can't enjoy. But as we grow up in the Lord and are perfected, then God can send us to do the things He's called us to do, and He can give us some things to enjoy that He couldn't give to us when we were just kids. And so these leaders in our lives, they bring the word, they bring protection, correction, and perfection. Now, the enemy doesn't want you to have leadership in your life. And you can see why. Look at what a person misses out on if they have no leadership. They miss out on the word. They miss out on protection. They miss out on correction. They miss out on perfection. And so the enemy doesn't want you to enjoy these things in your life. And so he tries to tell a lot of people, you don't need leadership. You don't need to follow anybody. Come on, you have the Holy Spirit. You have a Bible. And friend, to think like that is to disagree with the word. Now, I want to read you a scripture a lot of times that people use to try to say, well, I don't need leadership. And this is a scripture the enemy has twisted, and he tries to deceive people and tell them they don't need leadership. It's in 1 John 2:26 in the Amplified Bible. It says this, I write this to you with reference to those who would deceive you and seduce you and lead you astray. But as for you, the anointing which you've received from him abides in you. So then you have no need anyone should instruct you, but just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything and is true and is no falsehood. Now, what's he talking about? He's talking about when people come to try to deceive you. You don't need anybody to come and show you that deception because you have the Holy Spirit in you. He's the Spirit of truth. And if somebody's trying to deceive you, he will show it to you. You don't need a teacher to come along and say, this is deception or that person is trying to deceive you. Why is that? Because you have the Holy Spirit in you. He will show you the deception. He is not saying in this verse, you don't need leadership and you don't need a teacher. We just got through reading in Ephesians chapter 4 that God gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And if God gave them to us, then we need them. But come on, friend, the enemy will always give you a verse to justify your disobedience. And if you don't like the idea of having people over you in the Lord and being submitted, and if you don't like the idea of leadership, the enemy will give you a verse and tell you that you don't need it. But why is he doing that? He's trying to keep you from your leadership so that he can keep you from the word, so that he can keep you from protection, so that he can keep you from correction, and so that he can keep you from perfection. And so this is a big reason why God puts us in a local church so that he can give us the leadership that we need. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, a big reason why God puts us in a local church is to hook us to the leaders that we need. Number two, four functions of leadership: to bring the word, protection, correction, and perfection. And number three, look at what a person with no leadership misses out on. And this is what the enemy wants. The enemy doesn't want you in your church, and he doesn't want you under your leadership because there are things you need that you'll miss out on. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for the leaders that you have placed over us. And Lord, I release faith over everybody watching the broadcast, anybody watching the broadcast that doesn't know who their leaders are. Father, I'm asking you, and we're agreeing together that you'll show them who their leaders are, that they'll get under their leaders, and they will enjoy all the benefits that come from spiritual leadership and that come from being in their local church. And Lord, we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. And don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled, Is Church Necessary? We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Leary here. Hey, I just want to take a second to thank you so much for watching the Faith for Life broadcast each day. It is my joy and privilege to get to minister the Word of God into your life. Now, if these broadcasts have been a blessing to you and you'd like to help us reach others with the Word of God through these broadcasts, you can sow a financial seed into Matthew Leary Ministries by going to mam.tv. And friend, whatever you give, we believe it'll be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you so much for supporting this ministry and for helping us take the message of faith to this generation. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast, and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.